The director of such Hollywood films as Aaron Brockovich, Traffic, and Ocean's 11 has turned the camera on Hollywood itself. Steven Soderbergh's new film, Full Frontal, features Julia Roberts, David Duchovny, Catherine Keener, and David Hyde Pierce in a loosely connected series of vignettes that takes place during a single day in Hollywood. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
The advertising campaign for Steven Soderbergh's Full Frontal contains the tantalizing phrase that it's the unauthorized sequel to Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Sex, Lies was the shot-on-video drama of romantic cruelty and alienation among four 20-somethings that shot out of Sundance in 1989 and went on to win the Palme d'Or at Cannes. After that came box office success and credit for launching the firestorm of independent American films which shot up theaters through the mid-1990s. Full Frontal's characters are older, and although it's mostly shot on videotape, it has significant stretches dedicated to a 35mm film within the film. But once again, we're in the land of sexual anime, only this time with six main characters instead of four, and a plot that meanders Altman style before tying itself together in that most arbitrary of devices, a birthday party. The six characters are actually three couples in various states, including deterioration, courtship, and even a minor one of pre-meeting featuring Mary McDonald and Enrico Colantoni. Yet the tongue-in-cheek claim about unauthorized sequel is legit. Full Frontal is every bit as pretentious and bad as Sex, Lies, and Videotape. A collection of discrete vignettes with no cumulative force, Coleman Huff's screenplay rattles between the arch and sentimental, that is, between the distractedly cruel and the indifferently mawkish. If that sounds like the description of a bad Hollywood script, the cast fits the description of a bad Hollywood bill. It's the sort that Hollywood marketeers love to plaster across full-page ads because it seems to cover so many demographic bases. Julia Roberts for the masses, Catherine Keener for the indie crowd, David Hyde Pierce for the high-class TV watchers, and, say no more, David Duchovny. A would-be irony among the movie's many is that Roberts is playing a Hollywood star, Francesca Davis, who's making the movie romance within the movie, along with Blair Underwood, who plays her co-star. Soderbergh has enough editorial skill to make all of this perfectly clear. He's never more than one step ahead of the audience, and he always knows just when to rest a moment and let the rest of us catch up. His sense of humor is impish enough that some of the silliness is enjoyable just as that, silliness. Here, for example, is a scene of Soderbergh allowing Roberts to goof around as Francesca, the movie star, as she bugs her personal assistant.
I'm starving to death.
Well, I've got it right here.
I might actually faint.
Okay, tuna. No celery.
No celery and no...
onion.
Right.
Listen. You know that thing that we were talking about? I can't keep...
Come on, come
this,
on.
Okay. I'm uncomfortable dealing with this aspect of your life.
I don't want to talk to them.
Well, I don't want to talk to them either. I don't even want to talk to the guys I'm dating. They all seem pretty nice to me.
Well, they don't strike you as like networky, freaky, actress dating executive types that wear their water bottles in like a mesh tote bag. This is disgusting. I can't eat this. Oh. That arugula is okay. So bitter. It's like my algebra teacher on bread.
Okay.
Ugh. I know.
We all know how you get when your blood sugar's low. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need some wet naps, too.
Okay.
Tuna fingers. Don't want tuna fingers.
No, we don't.
You're an angel, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Roberts delivers nearly all the funny stuff, but she's just playing counter notes to the movie's main themes. Those chords are heavily thrumped by Catherine Keener and David Hyde Pierce as Lee and Carl, a married couple on the verge of separation. Lee's a human resources VP at a large corporation. Carl's a staff writer at Los Angeles Magazine, and just why they're breaking up isn't exactly clear, but at least it's more transparent as to why they ever got together in the first place. As he did in Sex Lies, Soderbergh is playing cinematic psychologist, but the writer-director has never been comfortable with fluid selves. Quite the opposite. Take George Clooney's Thief in Ocean's 11. As soon as he's paroled from prison, he starts planning the exact same criminal activity that landed him there in the first place. Soderbergh is fascinated by characters who won't bend to the world and can make them come alive on screen brilliantly, to the point of bringing us right inside their guts. But more common souls, those who have to adjust to implacable realities and learn to live with disappointment, seem beyond him. It's odd, but the same director who can understand a quasi-honest Mexican drug cop so well has difficulty comprehending a semi-successful magazine writer.
Film critic Henry Sheehan is based in Los Angeles.